Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 15th. By the end of today, we should know if the Fulton County DA will be disqualified from former President Donald Trump's election subversion case in Georgia. Lawyers for Trump and other defendants have argued that Fani Willis should be removed because of her relationship with the lead prosecutor in the case, and have claimed she made money out of the affair. She denies that and testified that while the affair did happen, she didn't benefit financially from it. Willis has argued that if she steps away, the investigation will fall apart. The judge overseeing the case, Scott McAfee, told WSB that he'll deliver his decision today.
The message I always want to convey is that no ruling of mine is ever going to be based on politics. I'm going to be following the law as best I understand.
Earlier this week, McAfee dismissed some charges, meaning in total, across all four of Trump's criminal cases, he's now facing 88 counts instead of 91. And yesterday, a different judge rejected Trump's attempts to dismiss the classified documents case. Officials say deadly tornadoes were likely part of the strong storms that swept through eastern Indiana and western Ohio last night. The Storm Prediction Center says there's been reports of two tornadoes in Indiana and five in Ohio, with a local sheriff there telling a CNN affiliate that at least two people were killed. Search and rescue efforts are underway, and some towns saw buildings and homes destroyed, with PowerOutage.us reporting thousands of customers still have no electricity this morning. The storms were part of a sprawling system that put more than 45 million people from Texas to western Pennsylvania under threat from yesterday into early this morning. CNN's Derek Van Dam has more.
Joe, the good news is this line is slowly starting to weaken as it advances south. There is, however, still a severe weather threat today, mainly across Texas and parts of Alabama and into Mississippi.
A jury has found the father of a high school shooter guilty of involuntary manslaughter, just a month after the mother was convicted too. Ethan Crumbly killed four students at Michigan High School in 2021 and is currently serving life in prison. Prosecutors argued that his parents were partly to blame because they bought him the gun, failed to secure it properly, and ignored their son's spiraling mental health, including advice to take him out of school. James and Jennifer Crumbly are the first parents of a gunman to be convicted over their child's mass shooting, and experts say this could set an important precedent going forward. Lead prosecutor Karen McDonald thanked the families of the victims.
This verdict does not bring back their children, but it does mark a moment of accountability and will hopefully be another step to address and end and prevent gun violence.
Russia's presidential election starts today, and it's all but certain to extend Vladimir Putin's rule into the next decade. People will be voting across the country's 11 time zones, as well as in occupied parts of Ukraine, where Russian forces are trying to exert authority. But as CNN's Matthew Chance tells us from Moscow, there hasn't been much of a campaign.
Neither the Kremlin nor the candidates allowed to stand in this presidential election seem interested in genuine debate. And the sudden death in jail last month of Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's most prominent critic, has left the Russian opposition even deeper in despair, and with no one they feel they can support.
Coming up, Fox News is being sued over two deaths in Ukraine. A lawsuit's been filed against Fox News on the two-year anniversary of the death of one of its photojournalists and a contractor in Ukraine. It accuses the network of being culpable for the fatal incident because of, quote, reckless and negligent conduct that put the crew in harm's way. It also claims Fox tried to shift the blame to a then-security contractor who allegedly warned against the crew entering the dangerous zone near Kyiv, where they were killed. The suit was filed in New York by the former security contractor and the family of the contractor who was killed. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.